A couple of weeks ago, we asked you to send us your tales of summer love. Some were funny, some were steamy, some even tearful. Kathy Gillespie of Stillwater, Minnesota, sent us this poignant tale.
In the summer of 1966, I returned home to Corpus Christi, Texas, after my freshman year in college, and for the first time was invited to a midshipman's ball. On the night of the dance, my girlfriends and I, wearing our Sunday best and high heels, walked into the swank officers' club and beheld a sea of young men in their dress whites.
One, two, three, good luck!
The dancing began, and as we listened to the songs of that summer, couples paired up. I had a great time getting to know a midshipman from Princeton. Over the summer, we made the most of all the fun things to do in a coastal city. Beach time on Padre Island, cruising along the bay, and standard teenage fare at drive-in restaurants complete with car hops. My experience was a summer love with a beginning, an end, great memories, and a song I would forever link to those few weeks. Mel Carter's Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me.
Hold me, hold me, never let me go until you've told me, told me.
Most of our dates were lighthearted fun, but on our last evening together, this handsome, intelligent, gentle young man began a conversation I was not prepared for. He told me that in 2 years he would graduate, receive his commission, and be sent to Vietnam. Over the years, I've come to believe that my greatest contribution was listening as he said out loud all the things he perhaps couldn't say to family, friends, fellow midshipmen, or even to himself. At the end of that summer, I headed for classes at the University of Texas, picking up where I'd left off with my life plan. To this day, I wonder if Jamie and all the other midshipmen from that summer were someday able to do the same.
Kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me. Miss me.
That was listener Kathy Gillespie's Summer of Love. If her story triggered a memory for you that you'd like to share, drop us a line. For details, see the NPR Weekend Facebook page.